This episode of Own the Gray is brought to you by I Am. Discover your unique talents, realize your potential, and align to your path. Take the first step to uncover your life purpose by visiting deborahjones.ca/courses. The definition of midlife is the central period of a person's life. But as humans are living longer now, this central point is shifting. Midlifers are a growing demographic group in society, and it's interesting that since the beginning of recorded history, young children have always outnumbered their elders. But by 2016, those aged 65 or over already outnumber children under age 5. Globally, the elder population is growing faster than all other age groups. And according to the UN, in 2019, there were 703 million people aged 65 or older. And that number is projected to double to 1.5 billion by 2050. That's one in six people over the age of 65. And as the numbers rise, we're experiencing a paradigm shift, and with it, some challenges to society's physical and social infrastructure and its healthcare system. I've attended meetings of the World Health Organization's Decade of Healthy Aging to keep up to date of the changes across a global platform. The consensus is that baby boomers and their cohorts of 50 plus are a demographic to be reckoned with. The widely accepted societal view of getting older is proving to be an archaic notion, with outdated labels, perceptions, stigmas, and prejudices that are being eliminated as we take back our power and create new, healthy, positive attitudes that reinstate the reverence we really deserve. In this episode of Own the Gray, you'll discover that there is a rumbling of a revolution that is already taking place. Not a battle, but an evolution. Check it out. Welcome to Own the Gray, a podcast to dispel the notion that aging is undesirable and setting new positive attitudes. I'm Deborah Jones, and I believe you can be vibrant and healthy throughout the best years of your life. Are you a modern midlifer? My next guests are, and they are on a mission to help other modern midlifers be well in mind, body, and spirit. And together they share their years of wisdom through Wisdom Essentials, an online hub for wellness. And they're building a community of those who choose to be optimistic and excited about growing older and wiser. Well, you can count me in for one. Welcome, Tom Lamb and Dennis Keene.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks for taking the time to join us on Own the Gray today. And modern midlifer. I love that title. Tell us, what is a modern midlifer?
Thank you. Thank you for loving it. Appreciate that. So modern midlifer are basically Dennis, you probably, Deborah, and me for sure. People of a certain age, right? Who have developed and collected a lot of experiences and wisdom, you know, in our lives. Very optimistic, looking forward to what's next in our next chapters or the next part of our life. And the basic difference between, let's say, a modern midlifer or maybe what somebody called pre-retirement or at retirement in the past is that we've got a lot of life to live, and we know that. And so we're going to really aggressively pursue what's next for us.
Yeah, just like when Tom and I were looking about starting a company a few years ago, a thing that kept resonating with us is how so many other companies speak to us and almost speak down. If you're over 50 or over 60, you know, we kind of felt this almost like they were speaking down to us. Like we didn't matter anymore. We should just be sitting in our rocking chair and, you know, and just kind of biding our time to we count to the days towards we die.
And no.
I might be exaggerating a little bit, but I really felt that a lot of the emails I was getting from companies when they spoke to you or they addressed somebody, you know, 50 or 60 plus, we really felt it was almost speaking down to us to a certain extent, and not really getting that we're live, we're vibrant, we're ready for what's next. We're still having fun. We're still learning new things. We're still starting new companies. I'm doing, if anything, I'm just getting started, not winding down.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. And it is something that we need to talk more about, because there's a lot of people that feel like that. And there's a lot of people that don't feel like that. And maybe when they hear what we talk about, they'll start to resonate and realize, part of life when you reach 50, it isn't downhill, is it? It's what we call a second act, right?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm just getting started. Yeah, I feel like there's so much more to do. And, they say that youth is wasted in the young, but I wouldn't say that. I've learned a lot through my youth, but I'm at the stage now where I've passed a lot of the, worrying about things that I don't need to worry about and focusing the things that are important. And I'm finding my life more vibrant now than in my 30s.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to this passion project of Wisdom Essentials.
Sure. There was a couple of things that came into it for me personally. One is I started having some health issues a few years ago, especially around my cholesterol. And right away, you go to your doctor and the answer is big pharma, put you on drugs. So I got immediately put on a statin to allegedly reduce my cholesterol. And, I kind of just went along with it because that's what you did. Half my friends were on cholesterol drugs, and it kind of just seemed to be one of those things like, oh, you turned 50, happy birthday, and here's a cholesterol drug. So I went along with that. And then for a year, I was taking my statin, regularly. And a year later, I went back. And my results were not only not better, they were worse. So the doctor wanted to up my dosage. And I kind of just had this, revelation of like, what am I doing? Like, I can probably do this on my own. And not that I recommend this, but I wound up throwing away all the pharmaceutical drugs that I was given. And I really went on a mission to learn how to adjust my body naturally. And a big part of that was, just taking natural supplements and changing my diet and changing my exercise. And a year later, I went back to my doctor and he was shocked. I mean, every reading I had was absolutely perfect. And so, I feel way better and I'm doing it naturally.
Awesome. What about you, Tom?
Yeah, so my story is similar in that, I'm not on any prescription drugs either, which I'm happy to say. And frankly, I think is kind of rare, for folks at our stage of life to be clean of that stuff. So I'm very happy about that. Famously, Dennis and I, when we were talking about this business, putting stuff together and sharing our stories, he and I had kind of the same thing, right? We had this Ziploc bag filled with unused prescription drugs that we were just kind of, prescribed every time we went, kind of went to the doctor for anything, for any little ache or pain. And, we were like, yeah, this is the wrong way to live. Right. So, Dennis, talked about throwing his out. I threw mine out as well. We just said, look, there's a better way to kind of do this and pursue, health and wellness in modern midlife or stage that we're in. And that's that's what we started to do. Similarly, we looked at our parents who are are getting older, and we kind of said, well, let's see if we can keep ourselves a little bit in better shape as we get into those years, as well. So, we want to be, mentally sharp, physically sharp as much as we can, and really kind of pursue this next phase of life as healthily as we can.
You have an interesting point that you made when we talked earlier about aging and why you choose to use a different word. What is that word?
Yeah, so the very key to being a modern midlifer is not aging, but it's really growing. And we've got, many years, some of us, 20, 30, 40 years to continue to grow mentally, pursue another sport or a language or more schooling or, frankly, a new business like Dennis and I are doing now. If you read any of the business press, you'll see that the most successful new businesses are among people that are 50 plus. So this concept, this attitude towards aging of you know, using the word growing or the theme of growing versus aging is really important. And that really changes everything. When you change that perspective, it changes everything. When you think about, you know, health, which we just talked about, to work, to education, mobility, recreation, kind of all aspects of life really change by that impact of thinking about growing versus aging.
It is something that there's more focus on it these days because of the statistics and of how many people are in our age group now compared to how it's been in years. And I know you've looked at some of the data and the stats. What can you share about that?
So a couple of things. One is there are so many people who are studying this now, right? So research and think tanks by big major groups of scientists and physicians and academics, MIT Age Lab, Stanford Center of Longevity, the Duke Aging Center, just to name a few, are doing so much work and research on the concept of again, aging, but what we call growing. The media and social media landscape is filled with fellow travelers, you know, like us, including Modern Elder Academy, famously mm-hmm. run by a gentleman named Chip Conley, who's, you know, kind of a big mover, you know, in the space. Growing Boulder is another media company that's very big. Books mm-hmm. and podcasts that are just continually being written. You know, a gentleman named Dave Asprey wrote a book called Bulletproof that I just finished reading. And he talked about all these kind of, you know, life hacks on how to live to 180. Now, I'm not aspiring to live to 180 necessarily, but the concept of living better, I'm definitely ascribed to. And what he talks about in there are all the things that we talk about, right? Just limit, you know, limiting your inflammation, keeping your body, you know, healthy, not inflamed, by eating right and exercising properly and doing the things that you do to give yourself the best chance, you know, good physical and mental health. That's really important. And then finally, there are many activists, we call them activists now, that are in the space really advocating for, you know, people like us, right? Whereas Dennis started this conversation, where we used to be just kind of, you know, put on a porch on our rocker and just kind of, you know, left while the rest of the world went on. Now we are kind of taking that power back and really looking forward to sharing our wisdom and pursuing better lives for ourselves. So I think that's really important, you know, that we've got this whole kind of group of people who are pursuing growing versus aging.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, how do you see us being able to share our wisdom? Because there really isn't a solid platform for that in society today.
There isn't yet one kind of catch-all, but I think, like Tom mentioned, there are these different groups and organizations that are speaking to us and are pushing, for lack of a better word, our agenda, because people are starting to realize, you know, most of the world's wealth are basically in our hands. You know, we're hitting the age now, 50s and 60s, where, I mean, depending what source you look at, we control anywhere between 50 to 75% of the world's wealth and money. So we're not a target that can be ignored anymore or just pushed to the side or pushed under the rug. We're active. I think a lot of us now, we're kind of getting that stage where we're not going to, you know, not take it anymore, to quote the Beastie Boys there, but for you older crew. But I think it's going to keep developing, and honestly, people like Tom and I and you, Deborah, coming together and spreading the word, I think is just going to keep growing and keep happening.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, the passion for me came when I hit 50, or actually just before I hit 50. And the consensus at the time was, and you see that on the card shelves, like over the hill, and
yes,
you know,
yes.
It's not the time of life that you really can embrace. It's like downhill from here, right? And yes. And I thought to myself, I don't feel like that, you know, that's not who I am, and I don't agree that's the trajectory that I'm on, and I hear that you agree with that too, and it's, I think that putting the health in our own hands, we have control over what happens in that second act, for instance. And, you know, I don't feel that I need to start winding down, right?
Exactly. I think a big part of that too is we have to advocate for ourselves, because I think there is kind of this a certain, you know, like I did. I didn't advocate for myself. My cholesterol was too high. You know, big pharma spends billions and billions of dollars a year to brainwash us into that these drugs are good for us and they solve our problems. And this is all we got to do. So we can kind of be lazy and we can sit back and just be like, oh, I have this now. Well, I just watched the commercial for whatever drug with 100 side effects they read off at the end. And that's what I'm going to do. You know, my doctor is kind of an old school, even though he did put me on a statin. When I went back to, you know, to get tested, he kind of whispered under his breath, you know, let's see if we can get you off this poison. And I kind of just like, excuse me, what? And he was like, oh no, he's like, you know, it's better for you to be on this than have high cholesterol and everything else. But you know, I shouldn't call it poison, but it kind of is poison. And that's what really, I was like, whoa, here's my doctor kind of mumbling under his breath, get me off this poison. And that's when I really went on this, you know, crazy mission of like, okay, I got to get off this junk. So I think there's a part of it now as we're hitting this age group and we spread the word, you know, don't just, you know, go with the flow. Don't just listen to big pharma, advocate for yourself.
Yeah. And I think just to add to that, you know, when we talk about the things that are just going to keep us healthy, right? It comes down to, you know, a few kind of basic rules, right? You can dive in and get really gritty on this, but it is, as I said before, try to, you know, limit your inflammation in your body, right? Inflammation starts to do everything, right? And that comes from stress and anxiety and lack of sleep. And all of those, you know, all of those things that really just kind of inflame your body, you know, just, you know, tear you down. So again, really good sleep, staying out of pain, eating right, you know, not getting your body kind of stressed and anxious will help you to live not only longer, right, but better, higher quality, you know, as well. Mm-hmm. Early in this process with Dennis, you know, there was, you know, I talked about an activist before, a woman named Ashton Applewhite. She has a very famous TED Talk where she talks about, you know, the advocating for ourselves, like Dennis just talked about. And in there, and then in a couple of other TED Talks are in this topic, you know, I learned about telomeres. Now, scientists will know this, doctors will know this about, you know, about telomeres, but the fact that inflammation and stress and anxiety will rip those down and really impede your life, not, again, longevity and quality. And if we can change our thought and our kind of strategy, the way we do this is get good sleep. So important, right? And everything you read about this now, that your eyes are open to this, if you read about the importance of sleep, it's really, really important. Keeping your body, you know, less anxious, less stressed, less inflamed, all of those things are just going to improve the quality and longevity of our lives as we go into our next growing phase.
Right. And so you both discovered CBD as a way to take care of all of those issues. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. I mean, I think that, you know, that again, you know, we have to kind of do a little caveat here, right? So we can't make claims, right, necessarily. But all those conditions that we were just talking about, you know, sleeplessness and pain, inflammation, et cetera, CBD has been researched like crazy, right? But has been reported to and researched now to kind of help to fight those conditions. So if you're having sleeplessness or pain or inflammation, whatever, that CBD has been reported to and is being researched to find that it helps all of those. So yeah, so we got into this. We started Wisdom Essentials together. We've been, you know, we've been really changing lives and getting very good feedback from the customers who have found us and who have you know, partnered with us and tried our products.
Yeah, the only thing I would add to that is CBD is definitely an amazing ingredient, but it is an ingredient. You know, it's not just a magic cure by itself. And that's why, as we did our research and we were doing this, we worked with physicians and pharmacists, and we didn't just say, okay, CBD is going to solve everything. We formulated everything with other ingredients, you know, with things like ginkgo biloba or lion's mane, you know, different terpenes that all help whatever, you know, ailment we're trying to help to solve. So it's whether it's, you know, stress reduction, we don't just say, hey, take CBD and that's the end all and be all. We custom formulated other ingredients also in there, because again, nothing is a magic bullet. So I just want to be realistic there, because I know there's a lot of hype about CBD. And I think it's important for people to know, yes, there's a lot of evidence of showing CBD does amazing things, but it also, it needs, you know, you have to do other things with it also. And so that's just why, that's the only caveat I put in there is that CBD is amazing, but you know, it's an ingredient, just like a lot of other things, like a vitamin.
On your website, on wisdomessentials.com website, you have a blog section there with a lot of really great articles about some of the things that we've been talking about. And from what I know, when I discovered CBD, I did a lot of research. And I'm so glad I did, because there is so much to understand. And as you said, it isn't a magic bullet. Like, it isn't just the CBD is going to be your savior, but it's how you use it, when you use it, how much you use, how you apply it. There's so many things to know. And, you know, it, the information is fairly new. Yes, it's been legalized in a lot of places, but there's still lack of information out there. And I found your website to be really informative. What are you hoping to offer or to achieve with your blog?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, Deborah. We put a lot of care into that. So we have two basic, I think, strategies, you know, for the blog. The first one you've already tapped into, which is education. There are a lot of kind of, you know, bad guys, we'll call them, you know, in the world are looking to try to make a, you know, a quick buck. And, you know, for folks who don't know about this, they've maybe heard the hype or read the hype. There's a lot to learn and there's a lot to know. And so education is definitely one of the, you know, the main strategies for the blog, to make sure that the community knows what CBD is and what it can and frankly can't do. And so, as you talked about before, like the truths and the myths of what the category, you know, holds for us. So that's one thing. I think the other is sharing. And, you know, I mentioned before that, you know, there's a difference between wisdom and knowledge. And this idea of wisdom is sharing. And we know that there are many, many people like us out in the world that have great stories about how they are pursuing their, call it second acts, if we want, but certainly their your wisdom years. And we've met a lot of those folks already, and we want to share those stories as well, so that we get the collective wisdom of our entire generation.
Yeah, I love that. And that is the one point that's really pushing me forward is, you know, when once I hit age 50, there was a bit of a mindset shift. And it was, yes, a lot of that was personal about where I'm going to be in my journey. But the other thing was, it felt like it was time to give myself permission to share what I know in a way that I've not done before, meaning out loud, right? And that's when I started the podcast. And what better way to express that by bringing on guests that are like-minded with that idea of being optimistic and excited about growing older, but also, as far as the wisdom aspect, I realized that we have so much collective wisdom. And where is the platform for that? I mean, you know, in the old days, like hundreds of years ago, we would sit around the fire and tell stories, and we would learn from each other that way. We don't do that anymore. And that's why things like podcasts, and I know you have your podcast as well, it's about sharing that wisdom. And I am so passionate about that. And that's why I wanted you guys to come on to Own the Gray, because I know you have a lot. And I think we've just touched the surface of what you can share with us. I really think that. So if I were to ask you, you know, what do you want people to know? Tom, you can start.
Well, first, just I think I want people to know that, you know, we're not meant to be, you know, sitting on that porch, you know, that metaphorical porch. We are meant to go and do the things that we want to do, right? We, as Dennis said before, the things that are truly important now for, you know, for us as we hit this stage of life are there for the taking, whether it's knowledge, whether it's a new business, whether it's a language, whether it's, you know, just kind of reconnecting with people who were important to us, maybe when we were raising families or raising kids, that we just didn't have the time for, you know, back then. You know, the importance of friends and having those social networks is really, really important. So I want everybody to know, to get motivated that, you know, this is our time. Pursue that with gusto. And then two, just commercially, honestly, is that that this category that we're in now, this health and wellness category, around CBD, is something that people should consider, look into. I mean, I'm not going to push anything on anybody. Everybody has his or her own goals that they want to go pursue. But we have learned that CBD and plant-based is really a good way to kind of keep yourself and keep your body sharp and focused going into those modern midlifer years.
Yeah, very well said, Tom. Obviously I agree with all that. I think my only additions would be, for me, it's not only is it pursuing stuff way more like Tom discussed, but for me, I have a different perspective after 50. I'm calmer. I appreciate things way more than I did when I was a little younger. So I think I want to advocate for that. And like Tom said, going plant-based is really important. I don't want people here or our listeners to think that I'm like some hippy dippy, only vegan type person. I mean, I like my occasional steak. I like to, but it's just learning in moderation and honestly really trying to cure your body or keep your body in balance with more plant-based natural products as opposed to big pharma. For me has been, I think, really important and something that I'm passionate about. And I think that I'd love to share that passion with people just to, and if anybody has even if they want to email us or talk to us, we're always happy to talk to anybody who's a fellow modern midlifer on the journey. And that's for me is important just to kind of advocate for taking care of yourself naturally.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully said. And so people can go to your website. What's your website address again?
It's wisdomessentials.com. And we can be reached at either Dennis, D-E-N-I-S, or Tom, T-O-M, at wisdomessentials.com. Those are our personal emails. We're happy to talk to anybody who, again, who's on this journey with us.
Nice. And I'll put all of those in the show notes as well so that people can just click on a link and get to the education piece and that sharing of the wisdom. And I did read on your website that you welcome people sending in their stories so that you can maybe write about them in the blog and things like that. Is that something that you're offering?
Oh, yes, 100%. We love spreading the word. And like you said, giving a platform for people to tell their stories, because there aren't enough places for people in our age group and our Wisdom Essentials community to spread the word.
I'm very happy that we discovered each other and that we're talking about this today. And as I said before, I think we've just skimmed the surface, and I would love to have you guys back and let's really dig deep into what you've discovered about CBD. And we'll do that on another podcast if you're up for that.
We'd love to. Love to.
Love to. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing your wisdom and all the information that you have. And this is a great forum for that too. And thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Deborah.
Fantastic. Deborah, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Go to ownthegray.ca to follow us and listen to more great episodes. Or you can listen on Apple, Spotify, Google, iTunes, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and more. This episode brought to you by Lunch with a Healer podcast. The best conversations happen when you're having lunch with a friend, especially when one is a healer. Pull up a chair at lunchwithahealer.com.